During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus Black Elderberry Liquid both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And once again, we're here. We're here to answer your questions. We also have lots of information to share with you this hour and next. So hang in there and call us. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And we'll field your inquiry about vitamins, supplements, natural therapies, the best of high-tech medicine as well. That's what you'll put together as part of our Intelligent Medicine mission statement. We've got some stories that we're going to share with you this hour. We're going to talk about a new study that suggests, well, actually, it's a new finding by the Food and Drug Administration that breast implants are linked to cases of cancer. Yeah, that's a big concern. Literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of women have breast implants, and that may be a concern. Also, do you take an antihistamine day in, day out? Maybe you've got nasal congestion, body itch. Well, quitting your antihistamine may be total hell, according to a new article. 877-726-8255. And I'm going to start with this. You know, the policy of don't ask, don't tell in the military, well, that was overruled years ago. But don't ask, don't tell is still prevalent when it comes to the use of complementary medicine by patients when they go see their doctors. When you go to your doctor, are you fully forthcoming about the vitamins, minerals, supplements, natural therapies that you undertake? Especially if you've got a serious medical condition. Maybe you've got cancer, you've got diabetes. Do you lay your cards on the table and are fully open with your doctor? Well, they actually did a study on this. This is a follow-up to a study originally done in 2003, and the results were pretty dismal in 2003. They found that the vast majority of patients did not share what they were doing with their doctors. And by the way, between then and now, I wrote my book, How to Talk to Your Doctor About Complementary and Alternative Medicine. It was a way of starting a dialogue with physicians about the use of various forms of natural medicine, diet, supplements, the stuff we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. Well, here's the results of the latest update to the survey done in 2003. What they found is, and I'm quoting, that it turns out that the vast majority of people do not share what they're doing with their doctors. They say this figure has hardly changed since the last review of the topic 13 years ago. And this is despite the fact that the authors of every paper, included in our review, they reviewed all the papers that spoke to this issue, called for improved communication between doctors and patients to facilitate better disclosure. Nonetheless, there wasn't better disclosure. So the study, of course, found that the disclosure of complementary use to medical providers is influenced by the provider's communication style. In other words, patients may perceive their doctor as old or closed to their use of complementary medicine. And, oh, by the way, this is a nice way of saying it. Perceived provider knowledge of complementary use was reported to be a barrier to discussions about complementary use in clinical consultation. In other words, if you think your doctor doesn't know anything about this, you're not going to bring up the subject. You're just not going to go there because you know it's futile. It was found, though, that some doctors, around 20%, were outright negative or discouraging. There were, in some cases, positive or encouraging responses to disclosure of complementary use. But nonetheless, neutral responses from medical providers were also common. In other words, a shrug of the shoulders, maybe a roll of the eyes, and that's about it. More than 67% of participants agreed that disclosure was important, but nonetheless, they didn't disclose. So the researchers conclude this is a topic which should be treated with gravity. Disclosure of complementary use is central to wider patient management and care in contemporary clinical settings, particularly for primary care providers who are thought to be gatekeepers in their patients' care. In other words, we as primary care doctors, we should be telling patients, well, this is a good therapy. This is, I'm not for this. We help patients make decisions about all the medical options out there. Hey, you know, really, that's the essence of intelligent medicine. And in a related story, headline, Educating Future Physicians in Nutritional Science and Practice, the time is now. It's a call to action because, and this has hardly changed since I went to medical school. Based on a survey conducted in a medical school program, students beginning medical school are lacking formal nutritional education. Only 8% arrive with some form of exposure. Nonetheless, 85% of these medical students recognize that nutrition education is necessary. 70% state that nutrition education they received has influenced the way they care for patients. But they're still doing a bad job of nutrition education. And also, when it comes to avoiding physician burnout, that's a big problem. Physician self-care, including optimal nutrition to support resilience, is gaining importance. And oh, by the way, physicians are faced with a rising incidence of chronic health conditions that have a nutritional risk factor. I barely can think of a medical condition that doesn't have some kind of nutritional implication. And they conclude nutrition education in medical schools is inadequate to address these rising needs, and they need more nutrition education to make doctors better at getting patients well, but also more likely to have patients share with them precisely what they're doing. Say you have diabetes, you're going on a ketogenic diet. Does your doctor know, or do you just come back and say, hey, I lost 20 pounds? Your doctor shrugs his shoulders and says, yeah, that's good. That low-fat diet that I put you on really seems to be working. And you kind of inwardly wink to yourself and say, au contraire, it's not fat that I've been avoiding, it's carbs. But my doctor wouldn't understand. So just get disappointment over, and I'm out of here. That's not the way it should be. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll be taking a year phone calls momentarily on this weekend's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic aged garlic extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic aged garlic extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK for questions related to Intelligent Medicine. But while we wait for the boards to light up, as they usually do, there are other ways to get questions to us. We have these. We have our these. And one of them is to go to drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, you'll be prompted to record a question, as did Sella. Hi, Sella.
Hi. So we were wondering what happens to your neurological system when you sleep, and also what happens to your neurological system during sleep paralysis. Thanks.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting question, and it has to do with some basic sleep physiology, which is, okay, let's say you're in a dream state, and in your dream, you are flying through the air. You know, you open your apartment window and you just fly through the air. And some people have these dreams. You know, they're very vivid, and it's exciting because they kind of defy physical reality. The problem is, if you actually had motor control during your dreams, you'd act your dreams out, because if you imagine an act, you can imagine an act and just sit still, but you can also imagine an act and then execute it voluntarily. But you can't do that during most phases of sleep. There's actually a shutoff, and the result is sleep paralysis. But the problem is that the switch on that shutoff sometimes gets a little messed up. And alternatively, you have people sleepwalking, and often that occurs with medication, because medications create an unnatural type of sleep. So they actually are acting out some of their dreams. Alternatively, you can have a failure to wake up. In effect, you go to a awakened state or a semi-awakened state, and then you can't move. And it can be terrifying. So some people have this. It's not clear why they have this, whether they have some kind of brain chemistry imbalance, the sleep paralysis condition. It's sometimes related to these disorders where you have jerking motions in your sleep, or you reach out and smack your partner inadvertently. That's a fairly common type of sleep disorder. These sleep disorders can actually be evaluated in a sleep lab, because they match your movements to your brain waves and your eye movements. Your eye movements reveal whether you're in rapid eye movement sleep or REM sleep. And then they can see if you have a type of sleep disorder, like sleep paralysis, or alternatively, somnambulism, which is walking around while you're supposed to be asleep, and then you sometimes don't remember what you did. Okay. I want to share with you a triple play, a nutritional triple. Triple plays are very rare in baseball, but we got a nutritional triple play coming up for you from Purity Products. It's the new and improved green tea CR phytosome. And don't let that deceive you, because it's not just about green tea. Green tea CR phytosome combines the power of three of nature's top super nutrients. Green tea, containing EGCG plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in a very bioavailable form. It's called the phytosome matrix, and that boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. And you can get a hold of a free bottle by calling this number. It's 800-218-6030. I'll repeat that in a moment. It's a free bottle offer. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle today. And there's a bonus. You can also get a second free bottle of Purity's B12 Energy Melts. So here's the number. It's 800-218-6030 for Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. Call now, 800-218-6030. Okay. Let's take a look at this story about a certain type of breast implant. Not all breast implants, but, you know, a while ago, remember, there was concern about breast implants causing autoimmune disease. And that is due to the silicone in the breast implants that sometimes leaks or sometimes literally migrates into tissues of the body. Very hard to get out. If you have a ruptured breast implant, that can be catastrophic, causing weird autoimmune diseases. And then most of these breast implants are encased in plastic, so the concern is, you know, what's the plastic doing to you? We'll talk a little later about some of the effects of plasticizers on the reproductive system. But this new story links breast implants to cases of cancer. This is not some environmental wacko talking about this. This is the Food and Drug Administration. They've issued an alert that there are now 457 women in the U.S. diagnosed with a rare type of lymphoma. Very unusual condition. It's called anaplastic large cell lymphoma. And that's an uptick from 414 cases in the last report. There have been more than 600 cases of this rare lymphoma, a cancer of the immune system, reported worldwide. 16 women have died, 9 in the U.S. And the report coincides with French regulatory authorities who are scheduled to meet to discuss the safety of a type of breast implant called textured breast implants, which are used in cosmetic and reconstructive surgeries, and account for 85% of the French market. So these are not like, it's not an unusual type of breast implant. France's National Agency for the Safety of Medicines, that's their FDA, has asked the makers of these breast implants, the company Allergan, to recall its textured implants after the agency pulled it. I'd hate to be a woman who gets a recall letter. Because you've got a recall letter in your car, you bring your car to the mechanic and they fix it or they face part. But what if you have a breast implant for which they issue a recall? I'm not sure what you do. The FDA first alerted women to the risk from the textured breast implants in 2011, but they announced today that for the first time they're sending letters to doctors urging them to learn about this type of lymphoma so they can better diagnose and treat women who may be at risk. So, I get it. I mean, I get the aesthetic concerns. Many women who also had mastectomies due to breast cancer, they want restoration of their normal contours. But you got to think about it. Make sure that if you're going to get one of the least problematic types of implants, because there are problems associated with these devices. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you're on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins that can actually slow your metabolism and cause your weight to plateau. That's why I have created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol. It's a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. For more information and to purchase. For a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus black elderberry liquid. Both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear saline nasal spray and sinus wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And this headline caught my attention the other day. It's from medium.com. Headline, quitting Zyrtec is, quote, total hell. And I read the article. It's quite a good article about the hazards associated with chronic use of not just prescription antihistamines, but now over-the-counter antihistamines. Zyrtec is a popular allergy drug, and it does relieve symptoms of nasal congestion, seasonal allergies, and body itch. But and some people quaff these things like candy. They take them every day because they have allergies, allergies that maybe could easily be managed by simply eliminating a certain food, wheat, dairy, what have you. But they take instead these allergy medications. There are several of them. One of them is called Claritin. Another is Zyzal. And these started out as prescription medications. And then when the patent ran out, by the way, very, very profitable medications that made literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars for their manufacturers. But when they go off patent, what do you do? Well, they're available generically and they can't make much money off that. So there was a move to make them available over the counter because they're so, quote, safe. Well, mostly they're safe from the standpoint of they don't make you fall down or experience liver failure or brain bleeds. But here's an unanticipated consequence of the readily available antihistamines that we have on the market, like Zyrtec, Zyzal, Claritin. They describe a case here. Katie DeRosa, 26-year-old graphic designer in Lawrence, Massachusetts, went to see her allergy doctor in 2014 about a nagging postnasal drip. The doctor suggested she try the popular over-the-counter antihistamine Zyrtec, which she started taking regularly. 4 years later, DeRosa tried to stop taking the medication. She soon wished she'd never started. After 2 days with no Zyrtec in her system, DeRosa suddenly became extremely itchy all over her body, even in the most random places like the middle of the palm of my hand, she says. It was bad enough to make me unable to concentrate on anything. All I could think about was how horribly itchy I was all over. I've never felt anything like that before. After 2 hours of the itch from hell, she caved and took a Zyrtec pill, and within an hour, her symptoms had disappeared. So, is this an anomaly? Is this a rare instance? Something very unusual, an outlier? Well, they say that DeRosa's experience is not unique. If you go on online message boards, you're going to find hundreds of people who have similar reactions when they stop taking Zyrtec or medications that are similar. They use words like heroin-like and total torture and the worst thing I've ever endured. So, and this is not just on the message boards. It's actually a study from the Netherlands. A case report which describes 12 people experienced severe itching after attempting to stop Zyrtec and also Zyzal. So in the Netherlands, there was a label change in the country telling people maybe you got to be careful if you take it for a long time because you're going to have withdrawal. No such warnings exist for Zyrtec sold over-the-counter in the U.S., and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says that, quote, the agency is aware of this concern, is continuing to look at this issue, but they haven't done anything about it. Johnson & Johnson, the makers of Zyrtec, said, you know, this is kind of one of their general pushbacks. When you ask a pharmaceutical company, well, is there a problem with your medication? They issue a statement like this, quote, millions of people around the world rely on Zyrtec to relieve their allergy symptoms. The safety of patients who take our products is our top priority. Reports of itching upon withdrawal, very rare. In compliance with regulatory requirements, we report adverse event data to local market regulatory authorities and will continue to rigorously monitor and report adverse safety events. So they're basically begging off of any responsibility for these problems. But if you go online, you'll see comments like this. If there is any way for you to not start taking Zyrtec, don't start, reports one user. And there's a problem here. And part of the problem is that when there are adverse results, side effects are not fully reported in more than 30% of healthcare reviews. So this is, I have the study here in my hands. It's a study looking at the reporting of adverse events in 187 reviews of various medications, drugs, procedures between 2017 and 2018. And just over 60% didn't even include adverse events in their protocols of the studies. 35% of the reviewers did not fully report the side effects of the medical intervention under review. So they tend to, you know, play up the benefits and downplay the drawbacks of these medications. And yes, there are alternatives to permanently taking a medication. I mean, just figure it's an over-the-counter medication, so big deal. I'm getting relief, but you can't stop. Hey, isn't that something that, this is kind of a business model that the cocaine cartel and the heroin purveyors, and El Chapo pioneered. And, you know, you make a product, and the product delivers results. But when you stop taking the product, it's pretty, pretty uncomfortable. So same thing happened with the makers of powerful opioids. Now they're being investigated by the government for unethical marketing. And literally, you know, it doesn't have to be an opioid medication. You can get hooked on acid-blocking medication. You can get hooked on antihistamines, as this story suggests. So, temporary use, got a problem, take it for a while. Try to get off as quickly as you can. Otherwise, you may get hooked. Love to hear from any of you callers who have a similar experience. 877-726-8255 is our number here at Intelligent Medicine. And I got a tip for those of you who suffer from frequent fatigue, something I take on a daily basis, not because I'm exhausted or fatigued, but to fend off the fatigue that's associated with the natural process of aging. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the mitochondria, and really that's the name of the game in anti-aging and in energy enhancement. Support the mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and you can get it as part of something called Propax with NT Factor, but now it's available as healthy aging. So you can keep your multi, fish oil, whatever vitamins you're taking, just add healthy aging to your program. It's a perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, get another bottle free. So please use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout, and you can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. This item, and it has to do with our kids, a new survey shows that few kids meet sleep, exercise, and screen time recommendations. Your official recommendations that kids need a certain amount of sleep, they need a certain quotient of exercise, and we need to limit their screen time. Well, according to a new study, well under 10% achieved all three recommended goals. It really bodes poorly for our future generation. They looked at 60,000 teens, just 7% of boys, and only 3% of girls met recommendations for all three factors. And overall, it was 5%. So, what are they saying? Children ages 6 to 12 should sleep 9 to 12 hours per day. Teenagers 14 to 18 sleep 8 to 10 hours a day. Forget about that. And children of all ages should have at least 1 hour of moderate or vigorous exercise per day. And they should limit screen time to no more than 2 hours per day. Well, that's a deal breaker right there. And that's why only well under 10%, they say 5%, achieved all three recommended goals. So, you know, there's a problem. By the way, tie into marijuana. Those in the sample who used marijuana were less likely to achieve the recommendations for all three factors. And, oh, by the way, there was a high correlation between excessive screen time, inadequate sleep, and poor exercise on depressive symptoms. Okay? And participants who were overweight and obese were less likely to achieve the recommended amount of sleep, physical activity, and screen time. So, yeah, there's a tie-in to our current epidemics of obesity, insulin resistance, and ultimately type 2 diabetes that may affect the, what do they call this generation? Is they call it the aughts? The aughts? Yeah, I guess they're the aughts. They're the, you know, another generation beyond the millennials. They're the aughts. And the aughts are in trouble. Gen Z, what call it what you will. They have some unprecedented challenges. And we need to do something to avert a catastrophe. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. The secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's get to some calls. Let's talk to John in Wisconsin. Hi, John.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a first-time caller. Pleasure to talk with you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for calling.
The three family members, immediate family members I've had in my life all died suddenly. My dad in 81, my brother in 95, and then my mother in 2007. So there was no closure there. And when my mom died in 2007, a doctor recommended that for my anxiety and depression that I go on Lexapro. And it did work. However, about 2 years after taking it, my regular physician said, John, why don't we try to see if we can get you weaned off this? So I took it down to, you know, half pill size, I think, for maybe three quarters of a month or a month and then a quarter. And
yeah, that's the right way to do it. You don't want to go cold turkey because you were going to hit the wall. Right. So you weaned yourself off of it, or attempted to.
I did. And I tried to do that twice, but it didn't work. I had severe anxiety attacks. to the point where, you know, mentally I could tell myself nothing was going on, but physically I was feeling it, so I had to go into emergency both times.
Mm-hmm.
They settled me down. In both cases, I went back on Lexapro, and mm-hmm. I'm currently still taking Lexapro, 20 milligrams per day. Do I have to worry about any long-term negative effects of taking this? Or if I have to take this for the rest of my life, I'm okay with that. And so mm-hmm. is my regular physician. But do you think I have to worry about any long-term effects when I've tried to wean myself off this twice and it hasn't worked?
Yeah, well, okay, so a couple of questions are embedded in what you just said. You know, first of all, when you were prescribed Lexapro, were you told that one of the potential consequences is that you may experience Lexapro withdrawal? Had you heard of that possibility?
Just the opposite. I brought the question up. The physician told me, no, I didn't have to worry about it. Just okay. the opposite of what you're asking.
So not only and did so they fail to warn you of this known phenomenon, by the way, the book Prozac Backlash, and, you know, Lexapro is a slightly different medication. It's a little different than an SSRI. It's an SNRI, but it's, you know, the same genre of medications. It's going to have some of the same potential problems. A book called Prozac Backlash was written, I think, in the late 80s or early 90s. By Dr. Glenn Mullen at Harvard. He recognized that some people who are on these medications go through horrible side effects, not just mental side effects, but physical side effects. They have tremors. They have bodily spasms. They have digestive problems. Their whole nervous system is out of kilter as they go through withdrawal, much as when someone goes through heroin withdrawal. I mean, it's not as quite as intense, but it can be devastating. And so what people are left with is the belief that, well, yeah, I guess I must still be super anxious, but maybe the precipitating events have receded, as in your case. You know, you had extreme stress and extreme grief and, you know, all that kind of came together and you had a little bit of a meltdown. The circumstances are better now, and yet you're experiencing anxiety kind of out of the blue, and that may be a physiological, not a psychological reaction to medication withdrawal. So the question that you ask is, I mean, look, the good news is that you're doing okay on the Lexapro. And the problem is that Lexapro, in my experience, is only about, I don't know, maybe 30% effective in patients in terms of quelling their anxiety and depression. It seems to click for some people as it did for you, and for others it does virtually nothing. And that may be genetic. There may be so, and they actually are genetic tests that can predict the likelihood of a good response to these types of medications. So I would say, yes, there are potential consequences. You know, Lexapro may, long-term use may affect the brain in some unforeseen way because, you know, it's only been out for maybe a decade. And if someone takes Lexapro for 30 or 40 years, well, maybe there are some unforeseen consequences for the brain. We don't know. I'm not saying there are. Certainly preferable to being super anxious, but you may want to begin undertaking cognitive behavioral therapy, taking certain supplements that actually have a good effect on anxiety, magnesium, high-dose fish oil, among them theanine can be helpful for anxiety, CBD, cannabidiol, is a wonderful new natural option for people suffering from anxiety. And thus enabling you to very gradually, you know, almost like, you know, over a period of a year or two or three, very gradually weaning yourself off the medication because you may be fine ultimately, you know, since these problems have receded. And oh, by the way, I'm not a big fan of treating grief with antidepressants because I think you have to kind of go through it. And when you numb yourself with medication, it's like if you have food poisoning, you know, you don't take something to prevent vomiting and diarrhea. You want it to get out of your system. And that's, you know, grief is something that you have to get out of your system, and it's painful, but you need to experience it. Your body processes it, and your brain and nervous system process it, and then game over. And maybe we're interrupting that natural process when we give antidepressants. Okay? Thank you very much for your call. That's a very important question. And it's really in line with our discussion of the problem of withdrawal from antihistamine medications. This item comes to us from Michael Murray. Michael Murray, a reliable source of information about supplements, has been for years. Michael Murray writes that alpha-lipoic acid may be beneficial for MS, and he cites the experimental evidence where animals with an experimental model of MS respond well to alpha-lipoic acid supplementation. And they actually did a clinical trial back in 2005. 37 MS subjects were randomly assigned to either receive ALA, low dose, high dose, or no ALA in a control group. And what they found was that the higher the level of ALA, the greater the reduction in inflammatory compounds that are markers of disease activity in MS. And thus, the researchers concluded that ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, is well-tolerated and appears to be useful in the treatment of MS. And I use it in patients with MS. I use at least 600 milligrams twice daily, perhaps more for patients with severe attacks of MS. It seems to protect the nerves and reduces free radical attacks on the brain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.